Vet? Jaina started forward. You hurt? The light at the bottom of the heap remained stationary. Vet! She called to him using a diminutive, one that she had never heard anyone but Gorn Bavine use. Bobica! The light suddenly swung in her direction.
He must have thought I was dead, so I'll forgive that. Once.
Sorry.
Come on.
Vet's light turned toward the nose of the capsule, then began to move toward the gash.
We need to get going.
Right. Jaina didn't bother to ask about helping the wounded. Compassion was a weakness, and she knew better than to show a weakness in front of Boba Fett, especially Jatise weakness.
Meet you outside.
She slipped off the body heap, then ignited her lightsaber, and started to cut through the side of the capsule. By the time she had finished, Fett was standing a few meters down the tunnel, gathering up the Verpine who could still fight. 10 of the 50 warriors the capsule had once held were now standing near him.
Nisguin?
She asked. Fett shot a glance at the warriors gathered around him.
Any of you Nisguin?
Nisguin's thorax split open, replied one of the soldiers standing with Fett. He is no more.
Fett grunted in acknowledgement, then tipped his helmet back to look up into the speaker's face.
What's your name, soldier?
Sess. Combat Director Sess.
Well, Combat Director Sess, you're with us now.
Fett pointed to the rest of the able-bodied soldiers.
So are they. Got it?
Sess clacked his mandibles.
Good.
Fett turned and started down the tunnel, not bothering to avoid the repulsor rail.
How far is the command bunker from here?
We're almost there,
Sess replied, starting after him.
It's only 10 kilometers.
10 Ks. Great.
Fett broke into a gentle run, and Jaina noticed he was trying to hide a limp.
I was wondering how I'd get my exercise today.
Don't you want a situation report?
Sess asked, lopping along behind him.
We know the situation, Jaina said. The imps blew your power plant, and enemy assault shuttles are landing everywhere. Unfortunately, your artificial gravity has its own energy supply, so we're going to have a long walk to wherever the battle starts.
Sess looked back, his antenna raised in astonishment.
Did you see that in the Force?
Yeah. Jedi see everything. It's what makes them so irritating. Let me know when the white shells start blowing airlocks.
Fett fell silent and continued to lead the way up the tunnel. They had been running for nearly an hour when the tunnel branched up and down. Fett stopped and pretended to study his options while he caught his breath, then turned to shine his lamp in Sess's face.
Which way?
Either. If we go up, we will pass the long crater Dust Lake 30-kilometer top airlock.
Sess looked down the descending tube, probably more to get Fett's lamp out of his eyes than to indicate direction.
This way, we will go through Client Hangar 2, where your Besselik.
Sess was interrupted by the clatter of stone collapsing in the upper passage. All the Verpine jumped and swung their long necks toward the sound, but Fett casually turned to look up the tunnel, no doubt scanning it with his helmet's built-in sensors. Jaina merely reached out with the Force, trying to get some idea of the number and nature of whoever had breached the passage. She sensed nothing but a vague danger. Without looking away from the tunnel, Fett asked,
Sess, didn't I tell you to let me know when the stormtroopers started blowing airlocks?
And I will, when it happens.
Jaina felt exasperation boiling off Fett like a steam cloud.
Decoot,
he said, using one of the few Mandalorian words she had heard him use without Myrta's prompting.
Before you and your buggies die, I need you to relay a message to Moburi.
We're going to die?
Sess sounded more surprised than frightened.
How do you know?
Jaina understood. If the stormtroopers weren't blowing the airlocks, it was because they wanted to keep the asteroid's ventilation system sealed, and that could mean only one thing.
Gas!
Don't sound so surprised, Jedi. It makes you look bad.
Fett pulled out an emergency breath mask from his equipment belt, then turned back to Sess.
Tell Moburi to fall back to Client Hangar 2 with everyone who can make it.